Okay, with Chanukah, a few weeks away, I thought it would be shaykh to maybe an oil shayla. What happened was, Reuven placed a case of olive oil in a shul with a sign, 18 shekels a bottle. What happened was, Shmueli, in the tshuva, it says his name was Shmueli. Shmueli, another person passed by, and he wanted to buy a certain bottle. But unfortunately, he looked into his wallet, and he didn't have any shkolim. He decided to earn a bottle for himself. How? He would just change Reuven's sign from 18 shekels a bottle of oil to 20 shekels a bottle. And after 9 people pay for the oil, 9 times 2, right? Each guy would pay two shekels extra that Reuven wasn't actually charging, right? What happened was that Shmueli would just take 2 shekels after every single person would put the shekels in. And then lo and behold, 10 minutes later, he had 18 shekels, and then he paid for his bottle of oil. When he arrived home, Shmueli's conscience began to bother him. Does he need to return the money? And if so, who does he return the money to? So Zilberstein writes in the Tshuva, a very interesting thing. Rav Zilberstein writes, if Shmueli would have been acting on behalf of Reuven, right, if Shmueli was Reuven's friend or Reuven's shliach, then it's no problem that the extra 2 bottles would belong to Reuven. However, in our case, Shmueli just acted on his own. He didn't have any money. He wanted a bottle of olive oil for himself. But however, he had no right to use someone else's merchandise to generate a profit for himself. As the Shulchan Aruch writes in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Shin, Samach Gimel, Simin Sifim Tes, and Yud, that if someone rented out an apartment, the Shulchan Aruch brings out, if someone rents out an apartment that did not belong to him, right, the guy's away, and you rent out an apartment that doesn't belong to you, and the owner of the apartment did not intend to rent it out, the renter does not need to pay rent to the owner, even though the renter was willing to pay when he came to live there, that he still has no obligation to follow through, since no actual rental transpired, as the apartment did not belong, he didn't belong to the one who rented out. Just because the guy wasn't there doesn't mean that you have free dibs to go rent it out to whoever you want. That would be something called stealing. You're not allowed to do that according to the Torah, and therefore it would not be good. Consequently, the would-be profiter, says Rav Zilberstein, does not need to pay the owner either, because no rental ever took place. Even if the renter did pay the rent, the money would have to be returned to him, since it was paid in error, meaning it was never paid in the most lechachila to go away. Because in our case too, even though the buyers were willing to pay 20 shekel per bottle, as they paid 20 shekel per bottle, the money was paid by mistake, since neither the seller nor the agent ever requested such a price, and therefore the extra 2 shekels must be returned. So even though Reuven didn't do anything wrong, Reuven's the original owner, he still left holding the money that doesn't belong to him, and he must return it. However, if you're Reuven, you don't know where this money would come. So however, if Reuven could not be found after collecting his money, Shmueli would have to pay back all the people who he caused this an additional expense, since they spent extra money. He would have to go find everyone who paid for the 20 shekel, give him back the 20 shekel. Rav Zilberstein ends off the tshuva, it says that it would seem that once Shmueli returned the money to all the buyers, he could then keep the bottle of oil that he'd taken, since Reuven already received all the money he was entitled to. Meaning you would have to go back, give back all the money to the buyers, or give back all the money to Reuven. And once that is so, then Shmuel can keep it on. Then he can keep it. But Zobazin ends off with Tzarach Ian. But I think the Shalik is very apropos. Sometimes, you know, we cut corners there. We say, oh, the person won't care, this one won't care, that. To be so scrupulous with our money, so scrupulous when we're dealing with DNA Mamanus. And every single time our Shiva, Rabbi Simon, Shlita, deals with, you know, he sells a lot of his svarim, or he goes into the pizza shop across the street in YU, he's always very meticulous with money. He's always very careful about the money. If anyone knows anything about him, he's very meticulous. He's always very, very careful. So Hashem should bless us that we should be careful, we should be emistic of Jews in all of our endeavors, but specifically in our money transactions. Bez Hashem, the more emistic Hashem will see that we act, we try to be emistic, the more Shefa he will bless us and all of our families. Bez Hashem.